This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. I'd like to talk limits for just a bit. Limits. I ended the show, well, I shouldn't say that. The other day I talked about this. I'm not sure where we did it, where we talked about it in the show, but it was a black guy who essentially said that free thinking is for white people. And, of course, it's in direct response to Kanye West. And then he went on to talk about his daughter, who he described as intelligent and intuitive and all kinds of very, you know, good adjectives to describe his child. And it sounds to me like she's an amazing kid, 11 years old, and she sees the world as limitless. And he says in writing and how he's dealing with her, I'm sorry to have to say to my child that because you're black in America, you are limited. And he talked about the fine line that he has to walk every day and black people walk every day. That's ridiculous. And I want to talk about limits. See, because what he just described, or what I described of him saying, is exactly why black people suffer in America. It is exactly the reason why Democrats have so much control over those types of black folks, is because their minds are so small. They're limited. Usain Bolt said, I don't think limits. When they ask him, how fast do you think you can run 100? He goes, I don't know. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to find out, though. He wasn't worried about the limit. Oh, the human. I remember them telling him, the human body can only run the mile in 4 minutes. Beyond that, you'll die. And then comes Roger Bannister. The man, man can never run faster than a 10-second 100 meter. It's physiologically impossible. Now, if you can't break 10 seconds in 100 meters, you're slow. Okay? That's not, you can't even get in the Olympics. I say that like that's no big deal, but you can't be a world-class sprinter and never break 10 seconds in 100 meters. Limits. You have to live beyond the idea of limits. That's what records are for. That's why people do what they do. That's why we keep track of this stuff. And here, black people witness black folks breaking limits all the time. The biggest barrier that we've had for a long time was a black president. And this knucklehead is telling his daughter, you need to limit yourself. Ronald Reagan said, there are no great limits to growth because there are no limits of human intelligence, imagination, and wonder. Doesn't mean we're going to be successful at everything that we try, but you know what your mind can do? It can conjure up whatever. The worlds that we create through movies, the songs and the visions that are created through entertainment, through poetry, lyrics and music, etc. Those are worlds that are more expansive than anything man could actually build necessarily, but you know what? It's limitless. Bruce Lee did a quote. He says, if we put a limit on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus, and you must not stay there. You must go beyond them. Michael Jordan said of limits, one day you might look up and see me playing the game at 50. Don't laugh. Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Limits are an illusion. Why this man won't let his daughter just go on and be what she wants to be is beyond me. But here's what he said that I found most interesting in the article, and I didn't talk about this when I mentioned it the other day. He says, that was before he's talking about, you know, her being, you know, open-minded and all this. He says, she watched a few skating videos, gave up fencing, and started dragging me to skate parks every weekend so she could become a skater. The skating thing was before she decided to teach herself to play the guitar from watching YouTube videos, which was before she became obsessed with woodworking and making her own guitars from scratch. Anytime she sees a person doing something interesting, she figures she can do it too, which means I have spent time taking her to do a lot of, quote, white things, including Pokemon competitions, comic book stores, graffiti lessons, chess tournaments, ultimate frisbee games, hiking, rock climbing, and lacrosse leagues. He called that white stuff. Now, I'll leave you to kind of determine what your thoughts are about it, but I remember when I was thinking, when people would tell me golf is for white people, and I grew up thinking that. But what I found out was, no, it's just for people that need to be able to afford to play it. So the minute I contacted that white ball and learned how to hit it, I was hooked. I didn't see it as white. I saw it as fun. I don't care who developed it. What does this guy think basketball is? Many of his idols, I bet you, go up and down the hard court every day. The Kobe Bryants, the Michael Jordans, the LeBron James, and so on. And isn't that cultural appropriation of Naismith's sport? But here's what he went on to say. One day she was going to some cosplay nerd convention thing. That may have been the official title. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was Cosplay Nerd Thing Con. And I asked her if she had her ID. She insisted that she didn't need it because she wasn't driving. Yes, you do, I responded, just in case someone asks you for your ID. Really? Well, she might need her ID because they registered her and they want to make sure that it is her, but it isn't because she's black. And see, this gets into the whole voter ID thing and all this. Folks, this is the mentality of people that not only want to raise their kids to say black kids have limits, they want to raise your kids to believe that because they're limitless, our children, the people who raise our kids to understand that there are no limits on their abilities, that's a bad thing. You need to feel bad because this girl here is limited. Now, I want to just repeat to you all the things that this girl is doing, these white things. Pokemon competitions, which I've seen them. I think it's a waste of time. My kids did them. But you know what? It expanded their minds to understand how that thing worked. I never understood it. Never tried. Comic book stores. Has this guy ever looked at what a comic book started out costing and what it's worth these days? I don't know why she'd do graffiti lessons, but I think of that as art. Chess competitions. Does he understand the game of chess? Ultimate frisbee games. Pretty good for building some sort of coordination. Hiking, rock climbing. Has he been to countries in Africa where that's what they do all day long? Now, lacrosse, I got to give it to him. Look, folks, there are no limits. America is limitless. And the minute that somebody tells you that, you better back them off. And what I would say to this guy is, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself limiting your daughter and telling her that her imagination and the things that she wants out of life are being limited because of the limitations you put on yourself, because you are the person who feels low. Don't make her feel low like you. Anyway, you guys shouldn't feel low because you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back next week.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Radio show.
Why didn't you talk to the White House press office about his impacting Stellar statement about what was happening?
The White House press office wouldn't coordinate with the president's outside legal team on legal strategy.
You said yourself you were blindsided.
I actually didn't use that term.
Well, I said it, but you were blindsided from what you said.
Well, with all due respect, you actually don't know much about me in terms of what I feel and what I don't.
I want you to understand how this operates.
All right, I think we're done. Molly, go ahead.
What was that all about?
You know, I think she's feeling some kind of way. She's catching feelings from this weekend, and I guess I was her whipping post, but I'm not a whipping post. She's 35, I'm 50. I've been at the White House for 21 years. To her, what? One, if that. I've seen impeachment during the Bill Clinton years. I've seen how the attorneys had to give some information to the White House staff to make them aware of what was the broad stroke of what was going on versus getting in the weeds. They had no clue as to what Rudy Giuliani was going to say. Sarah Huckabee Sanders herself in that briefing room said she learned of it as that interview was happening on Fox News. So I was not making this a personal statement to her. This was fact that she spoke from that briefing room just moments before or minutes before I had asked my questions. Now, if she's upset about that, that's fine. And I understand that people in the White House are very upset and they're battling with Rudy Giuliani. There was a phone call this morning that Rudy Giuliani said, I'm not giving you any information. So maybe that could be some of it. But what I will say to you is that for her to say, for Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the presidential spokesperson, the mouthpiece for the President of the United States, to say you don't know me in certain quarters in this nation, that starts a physical fight. I was very shocked. It was street. I will even go beyond that. It was gutter. And there's no room, no place for that in that White House briefing room. And you know what? She can be mad at what I say right now. Tough.
No.
I'm a reporter who's going to continue to ask questions, and there was nothing wrong with that question.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Don't make me take my shoes off. Oh, look at her. Man. The left are crazy. Black leftists are the craziest. Seriously. It's a complete cultural divide. April Ryan says, Sarah Sanders wants to fight her. In some circles, that's all you calling people up when you're talking about, you don't know me, girl. It's about to get real up on her. I love that. You know, here's the thing. The media is interviewing the media. That's what CNN, hey, April Ryan, why don't you come in so we can find out what you did that was so amazing in protecting the Fifth Estate. You're the people who's supposed to be representing the people of America, and you're saying, oh, she called me out. Oh, yeah, girlfriend just went. Let me tell you what that is. That is abject ignorance is what that is. That's April Ryan saying, I'm really stupid. And I believe that Sarah Sanders Huckabee wants to have a fist fight with me because, you know, that's how we throw down up here in the hood. She ain't going to stop me from asking the tough questions. A question that wasn't even intelligible. I couldn't figure out what really the gist of it was. Oh, so you believe that because Donald Trump's lawyers aren't giving all the information about some stupid nonsense about Stormy Daniels to the because it is it has nothing to do with the nation's business. He's not giving that information to the White House that there's something to hide. And she implies that there's an impeachment. I saw the way Bill Clinton was when they wouldn't talk about certain things. Bill Clinton got a Lewinsky in the White House, pretended that he didn't have sex with an intern, a girl less than half his age, quite frankly, and then hid it and hid a bunch of other stuff that led up to it and obstructed justice and did all kinds of things. I mean, bombed aspirin factories, finger quotes, in order to hide all the stuff that he was doing. And then you wonder, what's the difference? The difference was that dude was guilty of something. If Donald Trump, let's just say for the sake of discussion, all the stuff involving Stormy Daniels is true. It has nothing to do with the presidency. Zero. What his attorney is what happened in the Cohen has zero to do with the Russian investigation. Zero. This is merely something meant to embarrass him. And I'm going to tell you, good luck with that, because Trump is not going to be embarrassed by this. But now, April Sanders wants to fight it out. And so then, not only that, get this. Stephanie Rawlings Blake decided, the former mayor of Baltimore, the failed mayor of Baltimore, she decided that she was going to chime in. And so she says, I may not know you, but I dang sure know a lot. And you wearing it, sis, all over your face. Oh, wait, is that a smudge in your liner? She fired back to April to say, here's what you should have said. Right. And April responded, lots of laughs. Stop. Be more in the house, Baltimore. I know you have my back, that you don't know my stuff. That you don't know me. Stuff begins fist fights. She should know what she is saying. I'm not the one. So here's April Ryan essentially saying, if I need to, I'll get in that room. We'll go. I'll throw down with her. Man, honestly, embarrassing. embarrassing. If I claim that part of the culture, it would be embarrassing. Because that's the type of black leftism that people are always on full display. It's not the hardworking black folks that get up every single day, teach their kids that America is theirs for the taking. Pick your path, find your lane, and go do it. And there's nothing that's going to stop you. But here's April Ryan, oh, girlfriend. And you know what's funny? That's the type of that's the type of behavior that gets blown up in the media, blown up in the black community. And you get a whole series of little girls who feel like, she told that white woman. And so you get these, I call them the finger waving, neck, jerking black chicks. It's like, oh, don't you go there, girlfriend. And they start cranking the neck and all that. These are the women that grow up to be husbandless, boyfriend friendless, raising their children by themselves and wondering what happened to my life. Looking back, April Ryan is 50 years old. I have no idea. She married, not married, probably is. I'm sure she's got a eunuch at the house and an alpha male that she's trying to get on the side. But whatever her circumstances are, I'm telling you, she's not happy. She's, for April Ryan, if she can't make news, she wants to be a newsmaker. She, the unfortunate thing about her is she's just a reporter. And let's just put it out there. If it weren't for the fact that she was black and been affirmative action to cover the White House for so many years, nobody would know her name. And the people that do know her name don't care. Nobody listening. I'm not going to say nobody because that's absolute. The majority of people listening to me, Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show, talk about April Ryan. Don't care. We don't have a care in the world about her. Not in a bad way. But I'm saying, you could talk to me in the news. April Ryan said, I'm moving the channel. I'm moving the radio dial. I'm clicking. I don't care what that chick says. She hasn't said anything relevant. Her press conferences, when she attends, are nothing more than to try to make news and get at Trump and not get to the crux of what's going to help this country. Shame on people like April Ryan.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump took part in the official G7 summit welcoming ceremony. Before leaving for the summit, the president did a little Q&A with reporters and was asked about Melania Trump.
First lady is great, right there. She has to, and she wanted to go. Can't fly for 1 month.
A former top security officer for the Senate Intelligence Committee was arrested yesterday and charged with lying about leaks of classified information. Congressman Steve Russell is on the House Armed Services Committee. He talks about what it means for us to have a free press.
It's a trust. It's a trust between the people that we draw our power to consent. We have our power from the consent of the people. Can they trust us with detailed information? So I think what you have here is a clear warning shot across the bow that if you are violating that trust, you will have consequences.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, is it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Anybody think Donald Trump sets limits for himself? I don't. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, the show for the limitless. Those of you who believe you can accomplish anything you set out to be, to do, whatever. Those of you who teach your children the same thing, that the world is their oyster. I don't even know why people use that term, but you get what I'm saying, right? There is nothing that limits your kid. If your son or daughter says, hey, I want to be a baseball player, you don't go, you can't be no baseball player. Boy. You go, okay, let's give it a shot. And then if they show aptitude for it, you certainly encourage them, right? And if you're able, you'll get them coaches and you'll do all kinds of things. I'll tell you this. I was talking to my kids and I said to them, you could put the number of times I had training in practically any sport in a week of your life. My grandparents couldn't afford to give me a pitching coach or, the closest I got was I had free karate classes that got me started. And then the teachers saw aptitude. So the instructors would say, just let him come to class because my grandparents couldn't afford it. That's how I learned the martial arts, was people saying, I like this kid's attitude. And then as I got older, I would take lessons, and I got to the point where I could, put out a few shekels for myself, but it wasn't very much. But that's when I really took it to heart. Almost everything, I'm talking about baseball, my grandfather would throw the ball with me periodically to make sure I could catch. But again, I was a decent little athlete, so I could catch the ball. But as far as learning how to pick up grounders and technique and hitting technique and all, are you kidding? No freaking way. But when your kid shows these days, if they show any type of aptitude, you do all you can. I'm talking about even poor families. They look at what the Williams sisters, like what their dad did, taking them to the thing, to the Compton tennis courts all the time, getting these girls playing, probably linked them up with not Nike or somebody that saw, something in them early, and they were getting them rackets and balls and outfits and what have you. It can be done. Because you know what? There are no limits. And let me tell you something. There are plenty of examples of this all across the country. Donald Trump doesn't set limits. Albert Einstein said the difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits. Stupidity is endless. There's a sea of it. There is a universe of stupidity. Arthur Schopenhauer said every person takes the limits of their own field of vision for the limits of the world. And he's right. There's a point where you as a kid, you believe that's as far as my world goes. I'll use magic as an example. You see magic and you go, holy cow, you know, the imagination, you don't even think of it. You think of it as, okay, I'm fooled and, you know, I don't know, it must exist, right? You see some guy make a coin disappear or make a bunch of coins appear from behind your ear and you go, wow, there must be a slot machine behind my ear. Then you wake up one day and go, no, that's magic. And the best musicians go, wow, that's cool. How to fool the eye, how to fool the mind. And they take it to extremes that you would never believe possible. And you're just sitting there floored. So your mind gets expanded. But you know what? You also go, that's magic. But what magic does is it fuels the imagination. It makes you believe in the impossible. It makes you go, wow. But it also level sets to say, you know what? You can be fooled. President Trump doesn't set limits. One of the first things he did coming out when he campaigned was he said, I'm going to, you know, close these borders. We've got these bad people coming over, these banditos, drug dealers and sex traffickers and terrorists and gang members and things like this. And people blew up. I can't believe he's going to start doing something like that. And Trump's like, I don't care what you think. Here's a clip of him talking about this. He was talking about taxes in Ohio, and the border thing came up. And I'm going to tell you why in just a second.
We are fixing and building walls now, but we need much more money. We're doing the job right. We're going to do the job. And we may have to close up our country to get this straight, because we either have a country or we don't. And you can't allow people to pour into our country the way they're doing. You just take a look at that mess that's on television right now. It is a total catastrophe. And these are the laws passed by Democrats so that we have open borders. They want open borders. We have to have borders. If you don't have borders, you don't have a country. So we're going to have it. So step by step. We've made a lot of progress, and we're going to be making a lot of progress in that, too. And we have actually, you know, it's very interesting, in San Diego, they wanted a wall, but we have the money to build the wall. We are actually, you know, we got $1.6 billion for fixing and building. But in San Diego, California, where we have a lot of problem, you know, we have a governor that's not cooperative, wants to have, you know, between sanctuary cities and let people come in with open borders and everything else. It's not easy for our Border Patrol people. It's not easy for our ICE people. How about the mayor of Oakland, where she notifies them that ICE will be coming, so everybody splits up. And this was a well-orchestrated situation. She notifies them that ICE will be coming and everybody splits up. So all of that work and all of that everything to do what they had to do, it turned out to be a big bust. It's very, very sad. And let me tell you, that's called obstruction of justice. You want to know? That is called total obstruction of justice.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Trump threatens to close the border. But he did something else that was pretty interesting. He blamed the Democrats. He's not mincing words here. Then he went on to blame specifics. The governor of California, the mayor of Oakland, well orchestrated. All of the work that we put in to protect you was a bust. Obstruction of justice. That's what this was. That, my friends, is Donald Trump saying, I'm focusing in. I don't know if you caught it. But I want you to look at how focused it was as he talked it through. This is what I like about Donald Trump. If you follow him, it's rare that most of the time he talks in sort of these big abstract pictures and you're trying to figure things out. Now, he talked about the border originally and what we're going to do and all this. But if you noticed, he really laid out a plan. We're going to close the border. I may have to close the border. Now, is he going to be able to do this? Some say that he can, because he can do it for a variety of reasons. One, he can quarantine America. He can say, we're not letting anything in from other countries for these reasons, because we run the risk of an epidemic. So he could do that. He could also do it based on national security, which is terrorism, and say, of the attacks that we've had, those terrorists came, you know, through our porous border systems, including chain migration or whatever. So he could issue an edict to make it a national security directive. And I don't know all the legal details. Maybe somebody could inform me, but I think that would be a big deal. And I guess part of national security could be the idea of MS-13 gangs and it being a disruption to the American way of life, affecting our economy, and so on and so forth. So he's got some outs. What's interesting is France did it in 2015 or 2017. No, it was 15. It had to be, I think, because it was Hollande who did it. He did a moratorium and shut the border down of France. It's been done in America before. Dwight Eisenhower did it in the 1950s. He said, hey, look, we got to stop this immigration. That was when we only had 1.3 million illegals. Now we're well over 20 million, and they continue to pour in. So, you know, there's a lot to this. But here's what I want to kind of focus on for just a second. The Democrats want to thwart illegal immigration for the obvious reason is they love the votes. They love the controversy of the subject, and they love the votes. They love the controversy in the sense that not supporting illegal immigration, they try to make us come off as racist and xenophobic, like we don't like foreigners. That's so ridiculous. And I think that's where we have to push back. But the other part of that is they want Trump to be a liar on the thing that he first declared. I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to make this border not impervious, but certainly a lot more impenetrable to where we cut illegal immigration down to practically nothing. That's the main thing. It's kind of like our obsession with stopping Obamacare. The only difference is Donald Trump's obsession is a good one. Our obsession when I say his obsession to build a wall and to stop illegal immigration is good, Barack Obama's obsession with Obamacare was horrible, and we're certainly seeing the ramifications of that. The significance of the wall and stemming the tide of immigration remains top of mind for Donald Trump. And he knows this is a calculation going into the 2018 elections. And that's why at a tax event, you know, where he was really talking about his tax cuts, he continues to stay on immigration. Now, I want to tell you, this is not typical for politicians. Politicians try to stay singularly focused. You have to like how Donald Trump has threaded this whole discussion of immigration. He continues to keep it in the mainstream no matter what. And the Democrats would normally be able to make some ground in one of these areas if it weren't for the fact that Trump understands how important that one thing is in making sure that the base believes what he says. The mere threat of closing the borders is going to dominate this week's news cycle. Just watch.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The clock is ticking on Mueller, but I see this story about the clock ticking on Mueller, and they were saying that when the investigation goes into the midterms, then he's going to have to go dark on the story. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's the article. It's in the Wall Street Journal, which, by the way, is not a conservative rag. Don't think for 1 second they're conservative. This story pretty much validates that. I mean, it goes to validate it, because I've talked about the Wall Street Journal and given you many examples. But here's what this story wants you to believe. It wants you to believe that this investigation should go into the midterms. See, that's what they're setting up. They're not trying to tell you This investigation is a farce. It should have ended a long time ago. I predict it will end before the midterms. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I could be wrong because of the deep state, the swamp that's out there. But if things go the way that I predict that they're going to go, this investigation is going to end. I would tell you it should be over within 90 days. That judge's ruling, the recent federal judge that said, Mueller, you're on a witch hunt, is the countdown clock. But here's what the Wall Street Journal says. Within 6 months to go until November's midterms, Mr. Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign will soon run into a dead zone of sorts, in which former prosecutors say they expect him to wrap up or lie low and take no visible steps until after the election. Now, the Democrats are pinning their hopes. This is the only hope they have. And by the way, it's a hope and a prayer. It's a Hail Mary that quite frankly, isn't even, they can't even get a pass off. But they're pinning their hopes on the idea that if they keep this investigation going, it will keep enough doubt in the minds of some voters that the Democrats can get through this thing. That is their strategy, 1,000%. Mueller, whatever you do, don't shut this investigation down. Now, that's issue number one. If they don't want to shut down because they need the specter of something. Maybe there'll be something to hold on to. The second part of it is the fact that when Mueller shuts this investigation down, about five others are going to start. And they're going to start against the Democrats. That's why they have to get this through the midterms. But here's what they say. They say, though Mr. Mueller doesn't face any specific legal deadline, the fall midterms amount to a political one, according to the experts and prosecutors. He will reach a point this summer when Justice Department habits dictate that he will either finish his inquiries or go dark and stretch out his work until past November, so he doesn't appear to be trying to sway voters' decision, which would be at odds with Justice Department guidelines for prosecutors. But I love the next part. Mr. Mueller has a lot still to do. Get this. Prepare several reports. Bring expected charges against alleged Russian hackers behind the breach of the Democrat National Committee and make decisions on whether to prosecute other cases. Oh, you mean like the cases that are falling apart? Like Manafort's case and Michael Flynn's case? Because let me tell you, General Flynn's case, I cannot overstate it. I can't overstate this enough. General Flynn is a fly in the ointment now for Mueller. It says, perhaps the most politically sensitive issue he has yet to resolve is whether the special counsel's office will interview President Donald Trump. Well, I tell you what, good luck with that. Good luck selling it. Good luck selling that Donald Trump is avoiding your questions regarding this special investigation, which has become a farce. There has been the only thing that is going to crush the Democrats more is when the truth comes out. This investigation is only it is a sampling. It is a morsel, a delicious morsel for the people on the right, conservatives, as to what's about to happen. When this thing shuts down, the Democrats implode. I've given you plenty of evidence. I've given you the black vote. I've given you the millennial vote. I've given you Donald Trump's polling numbers, all of which are being hushed, you know, kept down. Even though they're all moving in the favor of President Trump, everything the media is trying to keep their hand on, I mean, it is just bubbling to get out of the cauldron. You ever watch something like you put a lid on it on the stove and it starts to steam up and it starts to bubble over and you got to put pressure down to keep it down? That's exactly the way I see this right now. The media can't help them either, because the media is nothing but a bunch of liars. They're even having to start to undo this, to unravel. And I'm going to tell you something. Prior to the election cycle, the media is going to have to really take a hard look at itself. After the election, when the Republicans win again, I've looked at every tight race. I've looked at how they say, oh, this one's leaning this way or leaning that way, where there's Democrat advantage, Republican advantage, and so on and so forth. It is wishful thinking on behalf of the Democrats that they're going to win these races. The Republicans may not have come to the battle in some of these special elections, but let me tell you, the money they put in the specific races that they know they've got to win is going to be amazing. And not to mention, I'm going to be fighting with them. This will be the first time in terms of me making a career change from management consulting to this that I'm actively going to be I don't know if I'll be involved with campaigns, but I'll be on the radio. I'll be giving my opinion about stuff. I'm going to be writing opinion pieces. My team is going to go after about 10 races that we believe are winnable that they call toss-ups. And I bet you 4 of them, at least, are flips where we flip the Democrats. See, that's not something that anybody's even talking about. There are at least 4 races where the Democrats are going to be flipped. Now, think about that. Think if when you flip 4 races, that means for them to make any headway, they've got to win 8. So they've got to win 4 to our 4, and then they think they're going to make headway. There aren't 8 contentious Republican races out there. I can tell you right now. So for them to flip is going to be really tough. But so I think we've identified, and I'm just guessing here, but I know it's at least 4 that we can flip from the Democrats and 5 that we can shore up for the Republicans. And the Republicans aren't that far out on those races, even if they may even very well be ahead. So I'm looking forward to it. But I love their optimistic. He's got reports to file. He's got these Russian hackers, and he's got all those Russian people that, you know, he's going to be bringing charges against. And then they go on to say this. He might get all those things done in the next few months. But if he can't, he may have to go quiet during the political season and resume afterwards. What the Wall Street Journal is telling you is that's what the Democrats want. That's what the Democrats need. Because let me tell you something. Once the Republicans hold the House and we start cycling into 2020, they're going to know Stormy Daniels is done. Mueller's investigation will effectively be over going into the new year. It will not last a year, guarantee you. And Donald Trump is going to have his Congress. The Republicans will be shored up because they're going to say, you know what? We didn't ride a blue wave. We didn't meet up with Armageddon. So guess what, guys? We need to go back to Trump's agenda. Then, and let me ask you this. Do you think between now and then, the economy is going to worsen? Are we going to end up in some, as Nancy Pelosi put it, Armageddon because of the tax cuts? Or do you think it's going to be better? You look at the trend lines and you tell me. Consumer confidence still high. You're going to go into, yet again, for the 3rd year in a row, the best Christmas shopping season in decades. A 3rd year in a row. You're going to come out of that. The government's quarter ends on September. So Q1 begins during that season. The Q1 2019 season, calendar fiscal year for the government, is going to be at least 3% GDP. Think about the unemployment at this stage when the seasonal workers get jobs during Christmas. So we're going to be so low on in unemployment because lots of the kids who are going to be home for Christmas, they're going to be working. Seasonal workers, people switching jobs. Then come the 1st of the year, you know what happens then? That's when companies start hiring yet again. So all those things I've been talking to you guys about, the tsunami of jobs that are going to be coming from all of the companies that are starting to bring people back, that are starting to look at how they're going to sell into China. You're going to start to see that occur. Yeah. And meanwhile, the left are pinning their hopes on, will Trump please interview with Mueller? For what? For what? If I was Donald Trump, I'd say, what do I want to interview with this clown for? So that he can try to trump up some charges. Look at what he's done to Mike Flynn over nothing. Now Mike's about to get his pound of flesh. Let me tell you something. Mueller needs to shut this investigation down. Or he needs to point it in the direction of where it really needs to go, which is the Podesta boys, Hillary Clinton, all the FBI, and Barack Obama.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.